Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, it's hard to believe, but June is here, and June is beef month, and it means a whole lot more than just a steak on your plate in South Carolina. Let's talk about that.
Well, you're right about that. All of agriculture has an economic impact on South Carolina. Beef, no different. Seems like our beef farmers, of course, they're all over the state, but Anderson County, for example, in the upstate, is our largest beef-producing county, but we add them all up, and our farm gate receipts are over $150 million in 2014, and nearly 1,400 jobs associated with beef farming. So you see those beef cows on the side of the road, it means quite a bit to South Carolina.
Now, this is a really big month for the Beef Council and the Cattlemen's Association there in South Carolina. Let's talk a little bit about what they do.
Well, the Beef Council and the Cattlemen's Association are all about research and promotion. And when you think of promotion, one of the iconic promotions that's ever been put out is the Beef Group. When they came out, Beef, It's What's for Dinner. And your listeners may not realize it, but it's been in place for 23 years. So it's quite the long-standing, you know, promotion effort. And I think it's made quite a bit of difference for the beef farmers.
Absolutely. And a lot of iconic voices behind that particular advertising campaign. If I'm not mistaken, Commissioner, I believe Robert Mitchum was one of the first ones.
Well, that's right. When you hear that, and you hear the little jingle, you know what's coming. But they do the promotions, they do research, things that tell us the impact of lean beef on cholesterol, things of that nature. So just a lot of good work done with their own industry promotion dollars. Every time a cow is sold, checkoff amount goes into the advertising or the research pool. So the industry really is trying to promote itself in all kind of ways that it can.
Absolutely. Now, the Cattlemen's Association in South Carolina is actually a very strong, well-led organization.
Well, you're right. They have chapters in all corners of the state, and then the state Cattlemen's has representatives from those chapters that make up the state board. They always have a great meeting in early March that we had out at the farmer's market, and they're just about to outgrow the farmer's market. So that's just a sign of the strength in cattle farming in South Carolina the last few years. The prices for beef have been very good for farmers lately, so that's one of the reasons for the growth.
Commissioner, if we want to learn more about the South Carolina beef industry, what do you suggest we do?
Well, a couple of things. They can contact the department and ask for Roy Copeland, our staff member who works for them, or go straight to their website, sccattle.org.
All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.